This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Oscar nominations have been announced. The Power of the Dog leads the Oscar field with 12 nominations, followed by Dune with 10. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got the Best Picture nominees.
The nominees for Best Picture are Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story.
Now to the crisis in Ukraine. The French President Emmanuel Macron has been in Kyiv to talk with Ukraine's president a day after hours of talks with the Russian President Vladimir Putin apparently did not produce a breakthrough. Russia says it doesn't intend to attack its neighbor Ukraine, but this morning the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is urging allies to get ready with heavy economic sanctions in case it does. Retired Pope Benedict XVI is begging for forgiveness in dealing with clergy sex abuse cases, but he admits no wrongdoing. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Benedict, the former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, says he had great responsibilities in the Catholic Church. He had headed a Munich archdiocese from 1977 to 82. So, he adds, all the greater is my pain for the abuses and the errors that occurred in these difficult places during my mandate. Benedict asks forgiveness for any grievous faults in his handling of clergy sex abuse cases, but admits to no personal or specific wrongdoing after an independent report criticizes his actions in four cases during his time in Munich. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hyundai and Kia are telling owners of thousands of vehicles to park them outdoors because they can catch fire. Among the vehicles being recalled, older model Kia Sportage SUVs. This is AP News. A new report calls for changes to fight an opioid epidemic.
The report from the bipartisan Congressional Commission on Combating Synthetic Opioid Trafficking recommends a new strategy and cabinet-level leadership to counter drug overdoses that the CDC reports are killing a record 100,000 Americans a year. The report recommends a multi-pronged approach, stating the commission came to recognize it's impossible to fight the tide by focusing on supply alone. Law enforcement disruption and diplomacy with other nations to shut down the source of chemicals used to make illegal synthetic opioids must be paired with decreasing the U.S. demand, like offering science-based treatment programs and investing in research to understand how to break addiction's deadly grip. The commission is recommending the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy be elevated, with its director given cabinet rank. Panel co-chair Congressman David Trone of Western Maryland, who lost his 24-year-old nephew to an overdose in 2016, says he believes the political support is there. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.